This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
This update is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock. Lead to Tiguan, Towson, Alice. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals all right, Doral Volkswagen, starting with the Panthers, who will look to close out their opening round series with the Lightning in Game 5 tonight. The Cats will be without Aaron Ekblad, who was suspended for two games. The puck drops at 7:30 from Amalie Arena, and the game can be heard right here on WQAM. Over to the Marlins, who fell to the Dodgers 15-2. Miami will look to avoid the sweep today with the first pitch at 3:10 from Dodger Stadium. And Inter Miami will host Vancouver in a Champions League match. Kickoff is at 8. From Chase Stadium. Joe, back to you.
All right. Thank you, Woody. We've got a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of stuff. Very busy. Like I said, man, earlier this morning, Woody, we got like every team now. If there's a team, we got a friggin' professional rugby team down here that plays over by Chase, if I'm not mistaken. And we got, if it's being played, we have it down here. Watching all these, ESPN's got all these fill-in sports, I call them now. They're all being played down here, man. They are all being played right now. By the way, the Pat Riley stuff, want to thank Geltzy for coming on, talk a little bit. You're not surprised, right, that he's a big Pat Riley guy? That he was, the way he's doing this is not on him?
For me, like, people that aren't Riley guys are kind of surprising, but I know it's a, like, what have you done for me
yeah,
lately?
Yeah, no, you hit it right there. What have you done for me lately?
Damn, that guy's got a long, long track record of success. Well, I just think you need to – this is obviously a dicey situation here, right? Because you can't Belichick him.
There's no way.
Belichick's in complete denial.
There is no way, in my opinion, that Mickey and Nick, who own the team, no, father, son
– they will not fire
go
Riley.
In and go, Pat, can we talk? Can we have lunch? And Pat's going to go, no, I don't want to have lunch. What do you have to say? Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pat,
not.
Pat and there's just no way.
Look, Pat Riley is the reason basketball is relevant down here.
Yes. He came
and
in here.
We've got a lot of people like, oh no, it was Dwayne Wade who did, you know, whatever, but it's Pat Riley.
Well, it's
man.
The guy who picks him and, yeah. and gets the best players to buy into what we're gonna be and
has the game passed him by? That's the other question, and that's where this thing gets a little bit sensitive, right?
Well, he's got a really good coach. He got that right. I think nobody's complaining about how good a coach Spo is. You don't think he's frustrated?
Yeah, well, Spo gets voted by his peers every year as, like, the best coach. So,
but they got a mess. Whoever you want to blame, they got a mess. And he's right about one thing. I'm afraid we got a whole bunch of number one picks that I was excited about when this year started. And I said, oh, man, five number ones going to play together. And I'm not so sure I want five number ones to play together. And I don't know how many superstars are out there. I don't know how many big-time number ones are out there that they can realistically get. So this might be a tough little road to get this thing turned around.
Well, look, Stars can sign where they're at now and make a whole heck of a lot more money, right? This isn't like, you know, 5 or 10 years ago when everyone just wanted to be in a city they wanted to live in, right? And it's like, oh, we just want to play in Miami. It's a great place to be. I think now you're going to see guys sign contracts with smaller market teams because they can pay them so much more.
Well, sort of. I still think there's some markets that...
I know, but the money is big, man. Money's kind of a big deal.
I just...
Look at this. Look at some of the small market teams that have been good, though. You got Oklahoma City.
Sacramento lost their best player.
I know.
Fox went to San Antonio. Went to him.
Yeah.
Boy, that thing literally got started, that rumor, and within 2 weeks his ass was gone.
I don't know how great that market is. San Antonio, it's okay.
There's something still, guys. By the way, good point. Through the years, they've had good drafts, good enough drafts that other guys have wanted to play with them, but they've also...
San Antonio hasn't been relevant, and correct me if I'm wrong, since those guys retired. The guys that we play in the finals.
They got a big stud, though. They got a big
guy. Wemby's entertaining.
Around.
He's got an injury issue, though, doesn't he?
Oh, isn't it blood? Didn't he have the blood? He had the blood clot thing? Is that what he had?
I think something like that. He had his shoulder.
Getting a couple of those blood clots in the league.
Damian Lillard made it back from that and then tore his Achilles.
Yes.
So Damian Lillard might be up against retiring, by the way.
Yeah, that guy coming back now.
I think he's 35 or 36.
Something like that. But what do you do with this thing? Like Pat Riley and those guys are sitting, coming up with a game plan. I'm sure that's already started. And, hey, reality stuck. You played against the best team in the East. And you got to see reality up close in games 3 and 4 by losing by 37 and 55. And the 55 looked so bad that a lot of people in the NBA think the team quit. I don't think they quit. I think you just go out there and you go, we got no shot to win. Soon as your brain says we got no shot to win, it's going to look like you quit. And I think that's what it looked like. You know, everybody's having a big laugh about it. You got to make some tough decisions on some guys that didn't have that good of years. I don't know how they feel about them. Got some guys making good money, not great money, but good NBA money.
The problem is, what do you do with a guy like Tyler Hero, right? He was an all-star.
Yep.
He's a good player.
Yep.
He's most certainly not going to get you over any sort of winning hump, right? Like,
he needs a big brother.
At least.
He needs a big brother.
And what do
still.
You do with someone like Bam? Who
he needs? They both need that same.
I
big
think Bam's
brother.
A great piece on a championship team, but man, he's a three. He's a third
they
option.
Both need another big brother, and then.
But they had a guy. They had Jimmy. They still. You know,
I don't think he's the big brother I'm looking at. I don't think he's a guy who wants to go out and score 27 points a night. He's got a lot of points until the playoffs. By the way, I guess because numbers are up again as soon as he gets into playoffs, but. He's got no problem scoring 11, 12, 13 points a night in the regular season.
I said name a good player the Heat have drafted in the last 10 years. Like the Heat have done okay in the draft, but to me, like the NBA is not about building, especially for a team like the Heat, it's not about building in the draft.
Really?
Yes, really.
Huh.
The Heat are a free agent team.
I disagree. I think there's a reason for a draft, all of them.
Okay. Well, both of the times they won championships was because they traded for Shaq, right?
They had Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade was a pick.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade was the
pick. Oh, I thought you were going to leave that out.
But they traded for Shaq. They brought in Shaq the second time around. We obviously know what happened bringing Bosch and LeBron, right?
No, we've had success from bringing guys in.
I think you need to build. The Heat are never going to have like a top pick. They're not going to get Cooper Flagg. They're not going to get the number one pick.
But you got to have Dwayne Wade to get those other guys if you don't get them.
That's true. A lot of people give Dwayne all the credit for that.
He should get it. Guys wanted to play with Dwayne Wade. LeBron changed. LeBron tried to get all those guys to go to Cleveland and play with him, and they said no. He goes, all right, I'm coming down and join you and Chris. All right, I'll play with you guys. Only 4 years, though. Only four. But I don't know, man. I'm just – maybe the draft's got to work. The draft's got to work better than what it's...
It worked okay. I mean, Jaime Jaquez fell off a cliff, but he had a good rookie year. And then Khalil Ware. What do you think of Khalil Ware? He's a good player.
What is he?
He's a good player. He's okay.
Oh,
I don't know. That's what you get when you pick at that point in the draft, man. I don't think the Heat are a team that is going to just like build through the draft. Like, they need to sign a whale, and that's what they
do.
Still,
listen, they got their two best players are drafted guys, so you'd agree with that. Bam and Tyler are first round picks, developed and worked
both
on the
game. Both
good
players.
Yes.
Both very, actually not good. They are excellent players.
Right.
Both of them.
But boy, I'll tell you what, the rest of that roster right now, it's up and down. Listen, I have nothing against Khalil Ware at all, but he's got nights where
he played as well as he could. I mean, he's a rookie, man. Well, you really expected more. I think he's a whole heck of a lot better than I expected him to be.
All right. Okay. That's fine.
This guy says, why did we get D-Wade? Because we stunk, so we had the third pick.
That's true.
You know what? I hate to bring this back to the Dolphins, but this is the same kind of deal, right? Like, if you're mediocre, it's easy to stay mediocre.
You got to hit on draft picks. Now, you want to jump into football?
I understand what you're saying, but you know.
Because Riley could do it there, as you said, with a lot of free agents that wanted to come in. We have tried that thing. We have done that big trade thing, and a friggin' thing didn't work.
But mediocrity is the easiest place to stay. Right, because the Dolphins will pick in the middle of the first round, and they'll get maybe this guy they drafted ends up being good. But you know, if they had the first pick and they took Cam Ward, I think things would be a little bit different.
That would help.
So if you're mediocre, you're just gonna stay. It's easy to stay there. We've seen that with the Dolphins, and now we're seeing with the Heat. The Heat have been mediocre for what is this, 3 straight years at least.
You can't put the Heat with what the Dolphins have been.
I know.
A long time.
I'm not trying to, but I'm saying that it is easy to stay mediocre. No. And the Heat had that crazy run through the playoffs. Can't take that away from them. The Jimmy run a few years back, but they were still a playing team then anyway.
So the real frustrating thing about football, and I've been trying to stay out of the football thing today as much as I can, you do see teams turn around. Denver's got a better football team than we do now. Denver has a better team than we do. Washington, we smashed both those teams a year before.
Well, it's easy to see why, though.
Both got quarterbacks.
Especially with Washington.
Well, Bo Nix ain't bad. Bo Nix was the second-best quarterback.
But it's very easy to see with Washington why they turned their entire franchise around.
But besides that, they went out and made some changes, and, you know, it's just it can work. It can work where you can have success and get things turned around
Everybody
quickly.
Everybody knows it can work, Joe, but it hasn't. So, you know, I don't know how you explain that. But again, like, Washington had a top pick, right?
They had a second pick, yes.
Yeah. So they were guaranteed at that point to get a franchise quarterback.
They picked the right quarterback. They picked the right quarterback, who, by the way, can throw it and, oh, by the way, as good a runner as anybody. I don't even remember what his yards were, but it seemed to me ran for
a lot
of yards.
Play, a lot.
Play broken down. Goodbye. See ya.
The Dolphins are not going to get a franchise-changing player with like the 13th pick or the 15th pick or whatever. Because if that franchise-changing guy was out there, he'd be gone. Like Travis Hunter. Gone. Teams are going to jump all over those kinds of guys.
Yeah.
And the quarterbacks, you don't even have a shot.
Well, Woody, here we go. Here we go. Mini camps right around the corner.
Panthers
OTAs.
Play tonight, though.
Yeah,
there's nothing mediocre about the Panthers.
No, and boy, did they lock up. They locked up their core 5-6 guys too.
You know what else the Panthers have going from this year again is they are the only
really good
show
general
in town.
Manager.
They're the only show in town right now.
Oh, I didn't know where you're going.
What else do we got going on?
They're it.
Well, the Dodgers are here next week, but you know what I mean. All eyes on the Panthers once again. They've gotten a lot of new fans over the past few years.
Who's that?
The Panthers.
Yeah. You win like this, of course you do. Yeah. And they have favorite players because they're seeing
them.
Yeah,
they do have some likable guys.
All of a sudden, Matthew Tkachuk, oh, he's so hot. I hear a girl tell me, oh, he's so hot.
Someone said that to you?
Yeah. Huh. A waitress, actually, down at the beach with my wife. She started talking about hockey. She had hockey stuff on. I go, oh, yeah, he got a hockey pin on. She goes, oh, I'm a huge Panther fan. I love Matthew Tkachuk. All right. I love to go to break, man. Not get in trouble
here. Nice story.
All right. I knew you'd like that. Hey, you're just down on everything. You're just,
no, it's a nice story.
No, you sound down on everything.
Very mediocre seriously. Story, to be quite honest with you.
All right. So now you know what you sound like 90% of the time, coming in with your stuff. Hey, by the way, we got more stuff
Boy,
to get
getting
to.
Feisty in here.
Well, it's just ugly, man. It's just flat out ugly. A lot of ugly topics here today. A lot of ugliness going on. Hey, Marlins last night, that wasn't too pretty. 15-2 loss to the Dodgers. Sandy Alcantara, a rough one. But hey, I got good news. They're coming back home where they've been playing a lot better. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Oakland A's, Sacramento A's, Las Vegas A's are coming to town. The A's will be here, followed by the Dodgers Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll be coming back out after this game today. They'll be coming back to the East Coast. We got Beach Towel Sunday coming up, Star Wars Day coming up on Sunday as well. To bring out the kids, go to Marlins.com/Star Wars and find out how you can get. And of course, we got a lot of other really cool things going. So we got a 6-game homestand coming up, Taco Tuesday. Always a big part of it for the Dodgers' second game of that series. So the Marlins will be back now 12-17 and looking to bounce back today early before coming back and opening up a series with the Oakland A's on Friday. We'll be right back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's get your weather. Brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 77 degrees and clear. The drought continues, Joe.
Hey, Woody, I'm pretty pumped up about this QAM event we're going to have a couple Fridays from now. What is that? Not this Friday, but the following Friday.
You want the information again?
I do. I want to hear it again. It's in Plantation. Great location.
I don't know how to catch me off guard here. All right. It is WQM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automotive. It's back on Friday, May 9th, Tabacona Plantation Walk. You can enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It is a free event. At Tabacone at Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore's Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year, 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks, online at edmoresawgrass.com.
Yeah, listen, Chris Atkins.
Must be 21.
Chris Atkins is special. General manager out there, does a great job with all of them. And I hope everybody can come out, man. We look forward to it. It's great. It gives us a chance to get a chance to meet all of you and sit there and shoot the breeze for a few minutes and everything. So hopefully everybody will come out. Bring your wife, girlfriend, guys, night out, whatever you're doing on a Friday night, man. No excuses. A no-excuse Friday night. A no-excuse Friday night. That's the best thing ever. I just said, man, do me a favor. Don't give me one of these Wednesday or Thursday where I got to go in the next morning early. I mean, it's very selfish on my part, but Friday is great. So hopefully we'll see a lot of you out there in Plantation. A lot of great places out there anyway to go to. But, man, neat stuff going on. All right, so we've been all over the board today with all this, all these different things going on. Tonight, the Panthers have a chance. Sounds weird, right? A chance to wrap up the first round of the playoffs and get ready. And then on top of that,
they're plus money tonight, by the way. I just want to throw that out there. Okay. Plus 100. For that community of people.
I think a lot of people...
You know Hard Rock Battle of the Bets has hit two nights in a row, by the way?
What's that mean?
I mean, I know you don't know that, but I'm just throwing
What's that
out
mean,
there.
Though? Tell me what it means since you said it.
Okay, so like they do... Here, I'll tell you what tonight's is, all right? You want to know tonight's Battle of the Bets? So they do two different things that you can choose, and you can win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. So tonight's is the Golden State and Houston game. You could pick one side. You have to go each team to score 107 or more, or each team to score 96 or fewer.
Okay.
You follow?
Yeah.
So you got to pick one of the sides, and if you win, then you get the share of the bets. So last night was the same thing except with Denver and the Clippers. And that game like went way, way over the number.
Yeah, Denver.
And then the night before, it was for the Panthers to win the third period and not give up a goal, which they did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some creative stuff there, Woody. Real, real creative. Anyway, yeah, nothing like the Hard Rock app too, huh?
As you can see, I spend a little bit of time on it. Yes,
trying to get you to spend a little more time watching sports, but no, that's good. In general,
that's not sports related. You know what? Today I'll just clear my schedule. I'll sit back and watch the Golf Network or whatever it is you watch all day long.
You don't even know what I'm watching. I am not watching
Golf
Channel.
What are you watching today? There's got to be a tennis tournament going on. Some crap low level tennis tournament.
I will probably check in on a little tennis.
Okay.
You know, all these specialty channels, Woody. Come on.
Specialty channels. You need the pickleball now.
By the way, how do I start my night? I went to NBA TV, catch the first part of that early game.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to work your way on that stuff, Woody.
Tonight's a one TV night, though, man.
Tonight's a little different. You're right, with a chance to. I kind of disagree. Goldie, I think, feels that Tampa Bay can come back, and that's the way they should think, right? They can come back. I think.
By the way, they can.
They got to be a little down though. They let one get away.
I'm sure they are, but
two to one on the road. You got to get a road win. Two to one on the road with 4 minutes left, and you lose.
Yeah, but I wouldn't dog it out there thinking this thing's over, man.
No. No.
Tampa Bay's still good.
They're going to come out early and play like the crowd is going
to
sound.
You have to weather the early storm.
Just beautiful how much they just dislike each other so much.
But this is the Panthers got to close this one out, in my opinion. They got to close it tonight because it gets a little dicey. You start messing around going to game six. And
so you don't want to say, hey, we got an insurance plan here.
No,
we got
man. I think you got to do it tonight.
If they
don't
get us, we can get them back home.
Because like Goldie said, the Lightning have won three games in a row like a million times.
Yeah, he has said that. No, Gold's got good right. stuff. Well,
you know what could happen, man. A team can get hot real quick.
It's a great rivalry, and it's been chippy to really add to it. It's been great and probably may stop tonight after that two-game suspension was given to Aaron Ekblad. Boy, Aaron Ekblad is missed a few games, right? Now this coming back, and he'll be suspended. Missed the first two games of the playoffs. Comes back. Now he'll miss the next two games of the playoffs with the hit on Hagel. So besides all that stuff, I wouldn't say so. We didn't talk about the Belichick book. I thought it was really interesting because everybody's ripping his girlfriend. She's just getting crushed by most everybody. Some of you are saying it's nobody's business. It's their relationship. Why do you care? Care about your own life and not Bill. Well, I would agree with that, except maybe Bill Belichick shouldn't do a book. I mean, first of all, why the hell is Bill Belichick, who didn't like doing any of this stuff, was miserable, just wanted to coach, and now he decides to do a book, right? The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. So you're going to do interviews with people. Of course they're going to ask you about having a 24-year-old girlfriend. Of course they're going to ask you about Robert Kraft. Let me ask you. You want to talk about petty. So he does a book about his life in football. His owner has been for 25 years, Robert Kraft. Bill Belichick never mentions him once in the book. And Robert Kraft let him run the show from top to bottom. Excuse me. I was choking on it. He lets him do everything. He had all kinds. He final say on draft, free agency, trades, which, by the way, they did a great job with picking people up and getting more out of them. And the trade they did with the Dolphins with Wes Welker was was brilliant. And by the way, got Randy Moss the same year from the Raiders, and everybody said he was done out there and jogging around like his career was over. And Bill gets those two guys to come in. One guy has a Hall of Fame career, and the other guy damn near has a Hall of Fame career. So, but you never mentioned Robert Kraft because
it was very awkward when he was asked about him, and he said it was mutual. The guy goes, "No, you were fired."
He said you were fired.
That
like
was
he
mutual.
He told you, like you told Tom Brady, you didn't want him back, and Robert Kraft told you he didn't want your ass back.
I just like some. I don't get some people like. Bill Belichick clearly does not want the attention. So why go on a book tour, man?
Well, that's my whole point.
Like, yeah,
what are
he
you
just
doing?
Doesn't want the attention, so don't draw it to yourself.
Then he's mad about now everybody's going to make a big deal about I admit in the book I made some mistakes. I made some bad decisions, and now they're making that about the whole book.
Yeah, and she sent out an email, like a screenshot of a personal email about, you know, their book tour. She is a creepo, man.
What do you say when you say creepo? What's that mean?
She's just a bitch. She's just bizarre.
She comes across a bitch. She is power hungry. She wants his money. What are you saying?
I don't know, man. First of all, she looks like his granddaughter when they're out on the beach.
Right, so they don't care.
You know, that kind of stuff.
They're 49 years different. She could be. Yes.
But I don't get why she seems to be pulling all the strings.
You want me to say it again? Tango bango.
I know.
That piece of real estate is undefeated.
It's just weird, man. Belichick's
expensive.
Sitting there in a ripped hoodie. Did you see what he was wearing during that interview?
I'm sure she told him to put it on.
Weird.
I'm sure she dressed him.
She probably did. She was wearing the same thing. It's just very weird, man.
I think everybody's going, this is the same Bill Belichick that would, in meetings, would tell Tom Brady, you got to play better in front of the whole team. And would call everybody out, and that was part of his greatness. And now, I mean, he's been in a couple relationships. He's married for a
yeah,
long time.
Yeah, but they're more like normal women, though,
and
right?
And now this one comes in, and it's like he's got a hook in his mouth. Like, it's weird.
The UNC job thing is even weird to me. Like, I can't believe a guy that accomplished wants to coach a mid-level ACC team like that.
Does that thing have disaster written?
Yeah, and it's going to be fantastic.
He's going to find out, like, but I'm coaching you. Yeah, coach, but you need money. No, but I'm coaching you. I know how to get you to the NFL.
Well, he's not going to have Tom Brady. I think would be the biggest problem.
It's funny you said
Brady
that.
Brady carried his ass the
whole
time.
I was wondering if he puts Bill Belichick, The Art of Winning, have Tom Brady for 20 years.
Yeah.
Didn't know if he's going to put that in there and put that, how important Tom Brady was. That thing's going to go on forever, by the way. And I think Tom Brady, after he went to Tampa Bay, dropped the mic. You saw the playoff games they won that little short period of time he was there?
Someone said her crazy eyes are coming out more and more. I'm grateful for Belichick.
That's
she does have crazy eyes.
Y'all, when she's pissed,
she'll
kick your ass with those eyes, Woody.
Look, man, there's obviously something not right with her. I don't know what it is.
There's a lot of young girls like older men. You think it's new? Go to a Miami Heat basketball game.
But that, I think, is for different reasons.
Young women like older men.
I don't know. I don't know that that's why that's happening at the Heat game.
So tell me why. Since you
you know why it's happening.
No, say it. I want to hear you say it.
I know you want me to say it.
Say it.
You know. I think she's waiting him out, too, but I think there's just something very weird going on there.
He says he doesn't care what anybody says about anything.
Someone said it looks to me like Belichick isn't all there. I don't. Something is very wrong.
Oh, that's a conspiracy theory one of our FM stations has, that he's not all there and that she's picked up on it. And
something is not right because she seems awful and just something is just not right.
So, you know, I go back to my family situation on my mother's side and the dairy farm. I've told you about the dairy farm.
Yeah.
Dairy farm
we
had a very, very sad, very sad ending to it because a lot of people think when my great-grandmother got sick, my uncle had her change the wheel because she wasn't all there and took all the rest of the family out of it. And one guy, a big-ass family, by the way, he got everything. And now I've had other people tell me, you know, I tell the story a little bit when you're making small talk, and I shouldn't probably be talking openly about my California family.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so
it's early there. It's okay.
And I met some of my family members. My family was upset. Like, how dare you do it? I think that happens a lot. Don't you? You get the guy at the end, and you don't happen to be around or, you know, there is close.
Who did we see this with? We saw this with someone.
It happens every day.
And
they changed
the will to the young girlfriend. It was someone famous. I don't remember who it was off the top of my head.
Family keep. That's why you just got
to. I told you this on Monday when we played the clip the first time. I thought that she had power to change his. She has power.
My dad told me the easiest way to take care of that is your mother, when she passes, has no money. There's nothing to fight about. Nothing to fight about, man, except maybe a picture. I kind of wanted that picture of a grandma, my mom. All right.
By the way, this guy says the only person that should care if it's right is Bill. And I'm completely with you on that one. But when you start running around doing these national tours and
it's
you start going on
like
national
him.
TV, then you
stuff.
Know what? Then you're in the public eye, man. You want to lay low and have your relationship? Great. Stay
Let
in Chapel Hill. You. Have your relationship.
Did he really want to do the book or did she really want him to do the book?
He must have started working on the book before her, no?
But the other thing is, you know, if you're going to do a book, you got to go out and do the tour.
Exactly.
And the tour, not everybody's going to ask. You can't go, ask these 12 questions and we're done.
Yeah, I'm not here to pry into his relationship, but when you go on TV and you have an interview like that, you're the public's property at that
yes.
point, man.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
Right.
Stay home. Stay in Chapel Hill. Stay up in
That's
the mountains
the
over
thing.
There if you don't want people talking
right
about you.
Now. But she stopped the interview 5 or 6. I know everybody.
She stormed out of the interview for 30 minutes, they said.
They're saying everybody's like, it doesn't matter. I don't care about that. I don't care about it. I think she looks good. You don't. I think she looks nice.
It's hard for me to judge her anymore because I think she is a psychopath.
You think she's a bitch?
No, I didn't say that.
That's what
you're
saying.
I didn't
you won't
that
say
word.
That word. Say it.
I don't know her personally. I think something's wrong with her.
All right. I think she's been with other older men. She doesn't like guys her own age.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure her and Bill have a lot to talk about in common. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure his conversations are great.
She seems well-rounded.
Yeah, sure.
All right. We got to go to break here. I threw that out. I didn't know. I am.
You're an idiot.
Hey, we got to Goldie. Goldie's a smart, well-rounded dude. He's going to join us next from up in Tampa Bay.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.